by a minimum of three. This special is for today's show only. Normally, Ruby Red's Vitamin Superfood is $34.95 a bottle. So you save $15 and get it for only $19.95 when you buy three. Call now, and as an additional bonus, get a personal turbo blender free with the preferred shipping program. And this is great, folks. The blender is portable, and it's great for work or home. Also free today, get Tony O'Donnell's smoothie recipe book and weight loss guide absolutely free today. Get it free with the three-bottle order of Ruby Red's vitamin powder.
To order Ruby Red's, call 1-800-784-1063. That's 1-800-784-1063. Take advantage of this great offer, so call now. 1-800-784-1063.
Coop and Nate. Weekdays at 2 on 103.3 FM ESPN. KESN-FM Allen, Dallas-Fort Worth. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. On the one-year anniversary of his perfect game, Mark Burley was solid, didn't give up a run until the seventh, which ended a scoreless streak of 26 and a third innings by White Sox starters. He retired the last eight men he faced, finished off his second straight complete game. White Sox beat the A's 5-1. Josh Beckett returned to the Red Sox after missing the last 2 months with a back issue. He allowed a run on five hits, struck out five in five and two-thirds innings of work. Boston edged Seattle 2-1. Yankees 7, Royals 1. Alex Rodriguez had two hits, but he remains at 599 home runs. Jorge Posada reached his milestone with his 1,000th RBI. Orioles 3, Twins 2. Rangers top the Angels 1-0. Indians beat the Rays an 18th consecutive time at home 3-1. Game called in the 7th due to rain. National League, Johan Santana outstanding again against the Dodgers. A run in 7. In 4 career starts versus Los Angeles, he's 4-0 with a .65 earned run average. Mets took care of the Dodgers 6-1. Roy Halladay, 8 shutout innings. 5th time this season, he's gone at least 8, allowing no runs, which leads the majors. Phillies top the Rockies 6-0. Hunter Pence, game-tying home run for Houston in the 6th. Jay Bruce put Cincinnati back up with his double in the 8th. Astros loaded the bases, bottom of the 8th. Arthur Rhodes got Anderson Hernandez to ground out to end that threat. Manager Dusty Baker's Reds went on to beat the Astros 6-4.
We played pretty good. You know, we made a couple, you know, mistakes out there. But we won the game. Andrusa got his first win. Arthur Rhodes came in there and got us out of a big jam. And then Cordero, you know, closing the ninth, and boy, that was a hard-fought close game tonight.
Cincinnati skipper Dusty Baker. Marlins edged the Braves 7-6 on Donnie Murphy's second walk-off hit in the last 5 days. Giants got it done against the Diamondbacks 7-4. In the loss, Arizona left 14 men on base. Kelly Johnson also hit for the cycle. NBA, the Hornets are slated to meet with Chris Paul Monday to try and convince him to remain in New Orleans. Paul, though, is expected to give the Hornets a list of teams he'd like to be dealt to. ESPN.com's Chris Broussard reports the Magic is at the top of the list. He's also apparently interested in the Knicks, Mavericks, and Blazers.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. In Texas, high school football is more than a sport. It's a part of our culture. Don't miss the 2010 Tom Landry Classic, Saturday, August 28th at Ford Stadium on the campus of SMU. The event kicks off at 4:30 p.m. as the lockdown speed of the Everman Bulldogs match up with the high-powered offense of the Highland Park Scots. Then at 7:30, the Allen Eagles battle it out with the Cedar Hill Longhorns. One day, two great games, all for just $10. The 2010 Tom Landry Classic, a Texas high school football tradition.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information, or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. Tio Soriao.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, Clarence Carter, Byron Anderson there. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
What's up, Doc?
How are you guys?
Quite well, thank you, sir.
Doing good.
Good, good, good. Everyone, thank you for joining us on Inside Sports Medicine, everyone. If you are a regular, then you realize that this is a call-in show. We go all over the sports medicine spectrum. This is live episode number 334. Last week was 333. And I knew that must have sounded really odd when I just said that. Yes, last week was 333, but we named it the 666 episode because Byron had a 666 incident. And got a lot of comments over the week about that, mostly positive and fun. We are a call-in show. If you are new to the show, so call us with your sports medicine questions or sports medicine-related questions. The phone number is 214-787-1033. Also, you can text questions. 71755 is the text machine, or as Galloway calls it, the text toy. And my wife has said, always reminds me, be very careful how quickly you say that.
I love it when somebody says the text machine. It sounds like, it reminds me of like those old computers. Like we've got like an old, big, huge computer sitting somewhere in this facility, you know, and it's got nodes and stuff on it.
Well, I guess that's what you think of when you think of machine. But I like Galloway's description. I mean, I really don't know what else to call it. It's kind of a screen and you get to see 50 texts all at one time and I'm entertained because it makes this show interactive, and I'm all into that. It's really important that we have the feedback. It's very important that we get your calls, and it's very important that that I keep up with the people who listen, because I'm not really a radio guy. And believe it or not, we're going to be finishing up our eighth season, starting our ninth, and I'm still not quite comfortable with some of the things that we talk about. And we have quite a bit to get to today. Some of it is on the periphery of sports medicine. I don't know if any of you saw the Carl Crawford injury, but that's one of the things that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. Also, and before we leave the text, don't forget to text us your demographics. I'm always curious as to who's listening. We have regulars that listen all the time, and they always check in. For example, the rocket scientist has already checked in this morning. But in a few characters or less, if you can just give me your age, where you're listening from, what you do for a living, we kind of track that, and it's pretty cool to see new people every Saturday morning. So with that being said, we're going to go to the phones really early today because they're already going off. Also, you can download us on the internet, Podomatic or iTunes, and for whatever reason, the Podomatic website crashed last week, at least the statistics portion of it, and my assistant was not able to get the numbers. We were up to over 30,000 on Podomatic alone, but all the numbers got wiped out, so now we got to start over. And as of yesterday at 4 o'clock, we had, I can't remember, over 100 downloads just yesterday alone. And it shows you on the website where people are downloading from. And I found this just a tad interesting slash creepy. Somebody downloaded our show from Libya. And I was impressed by that.
You're international. You're an international superstar.
Global. Global. We are global. The worldwide leader in sports medicine. So if you are new to the show, it's a call-in show, just like the people that have already started to call in, 214-787-1033. You know, kind of keep your questions to the point, and I want to get to the answers as best as I possibly can. It is not really an advice type of show, but it's mostly a description, interpretation, direction kind of show. So let's go with that. Let's go to Stephen. Hey, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, I broke both my collarbones, one when I was 13, the other when I got the day I got my driver's license when I was 19. Whenever I do push-ups, especially my left side will pop a lot. I can't sleep on my left shoulder more than 20 minutes at a time, and even this past winter for the first time, suffered extreme, like almost arthritic pain all the way into my joints and my fingers from my shoulders.
Wow.
Trying to figure out what kind of good exercises I could use. I mean, I'm only 27 and already feeling this thinner pains that I heard you see or my grandpa complain about.
Well, you know, that's a great question. There are a lot of questions for you before I can answer that. Were these just simple breaks? Were they cracks, or were these things just completely shattered? And
no, just simple breaks.
Okay. Typically, if it's a simple, we call it non-displaced fracture, those things heal uneventfully. Now, you always have to consider that this is something that has nothing to do with your collarbone fractures. So in the back of my mind, what you may be experiencing, the pain in your shoulder, the popping, the snapping, may have nothing to do with your collarbone fractures. But
okay.
But on occasion, especially if the clavicle heals crooked, then it throws off the mechanics of the shoulder. And if it heals crooked, as in it's shorter than it's supposed to be, or it's pointing up higher than it's supposed to be, then the small joint on the top of your shoulder called the AC joint gets prematurely worn. Very common in weightlifters who never even have a clavicle fracture. So a weightlifter who lifts a lot of weight up overhead, they have AC joint problems. So this may be either one of two things. You're completely unrelated, or as a result of some type of malunion and it didn't heal straight. Now, at your age, you should not have to live like this. So the easy answer for me to say is go get an x-ray. I mean, if the alignment is normal, then we need to look for something else.
All right.
That's the simple answer.
Okay.
All right, good luck, man.
Thank you.
All right. And I didn't really answer his question. Hopefully he's still listening. There, as a general rule, there are no specific exercises for clavicle fractures. But there are categories of exercises to avoid. So I don't like overhead weights if somebody has any AC joint problems. I don't like overhead weights if somebody has rotator cuff problems. I think it's okay if you're going to pull down the weight, but it's not healthy to push up the weight.
Can you explain it? Because it sounds like the same motion in a different direction.
Yeah, and you know, it's a very subtle thing. I think it's all about loading the joint. When you're pushing the weight up, you're loading the joint. It's a very subtle thing. I mean, if there's ever a debate, then just eliminate any overhead activity if you've got shoulder problems. It's not made to push the weight overhead. This AC joint that we're talking about on the very top of your shoulder, it's probably the size of a nickel, the surface area, so it's not very big. And if you're doing a military press with 300-400 pounds, if you're that strong, that's a lot of weight per square inch. So that's why bodybuilders and weightlifters have AC joint problems. So anyway, with that being said, I don't like to load the AC joints. And push-ups, I guess it depends on where you put your arms. If your arms are close in or if your arms are far out, you can actually alter the weight-bearing surface. All right, let's go to Tony from Weatherford. Hey, good morning, Tony. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
How you doing?
I'm great. What you got?
I've got a son who's really active in athletics, and he's wanting to go to college and try and make it as a pro in football.
Okay.
The problem that he has is that he's flat-footed, and because of that, his feet is hurt by it. And I was wondering if there's a corrective surgery that would help that, or is it just not a good idea to do, even mess with trying to fix it or what?
Another great question. Gosh, we're off to a great start here on episode 334. So here's the deal. There have been some reports that flat-footed athletes are actually faster. And I don't know why, but I've heard that. Now, having said that, flat feet are extremely common. They're extremely common. If they're not symptomatic, meaning if they're not associated with pain or limping, usually I don't do much about it. Now, if your son is going to be involved in sports at a high school, collegiate, or professional level someday, then instead of talking about corrective surgery, sometimes we talk about orthotics. Now, orthotics are inserts, and they are often prescribed for people who have very, very flat feet just to improve the mechanics. So the first thing that you ought to be thinking of instead of talking about corrective surgery, because, by the way, there is corrective surgery, but it's a big deal. Before we talk about corrective surgery, we probably ought to talk about some orthotics that help improve his mechanics a little bit and see where that takes us.
Now, with that being said, what can he do for, like, because, like, after he has a game, he's, like, limping around because it's just painful. And, I mean, what can he do to relieve that? Just Advil or leave or something like that? Or does he actually have to do something else?
Well, you know what? I think for now, over-the-counter anti-inflammatories are okay. But if he's got painful flat feet, then I think you do. See, this changes the category. When there are a lot of people that have flat feet that are completely asymptomatic, and I don't get too alarmed about that. But then there are people who have painful or symptomatic flat feet. Then we do get alarmed about that because we have to find out exactly where the pain's coming from. You have to rule out the possibility of stress fractures or arthritis or something called coalition where the bones are fused together. You have to rule out all kinds of things in someone who's got symptomatic flat feet. So a doctor's visit is probably the next order for you. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatories for a day or so he are okay, but the ultimate answer is going to be, why is he painful, and then how do we correct that?
Okay.
Good luck, Tony.
Thanks a lot.
Two real good questions right off the bat on episode 334. This is Inside Sports. Yep.
You get a lot of those questions. That seems like that guy's question about whether or not they could do surgery to make his son faster.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you care about, doing okay? Why would you want to mess with your kid if he's perfectly healthy just to make him faster?
No, that's not what I took from that call. I didn't think that he wanted something
surgical. That's kind of what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, no, that's not how I took it. But, you know, look, is there something corrective so that it wouldn't be a problem in the future is kind of how I interpreted that.
I have another question. Maybe you can answer this after we come back from break.
I was going to say, don't we have to go to break?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, because you just told me in my ear.
I'm going to set you up with a tease as we pull back the curtain a little bit.
Oh.
That guy talked about, and you mentioned that there are some studies that show that actually flat-footed people could be faster than, I guess, people with arches in their feet.
Uh-huh.
Are there actually, like, certain types of, like, knees, like people, the way their knees are set up or the way their legs are set up that actually makes them faster that you see across the board?
What a great tease. I can't wait to answer that question. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Skin, everybody knows that the Rangers are the best entertainment value in the Metroplex, but they've just made a good thing even better.
I will co-sign on that, Ben. Wednesday home games are now half price when you buy your tickets on TexasRangers.com. Compliments of Ozarka.
But that's not all.
Oh no, Benny boy. Ozarka website Wednesdays are also dollar hot dog night.
Tickets that are typically between $15 and $45 are now just half price, and you get dollar hot dogs. That's one heck of a deal.
Log on to TexasRangers.com for details, and we'll see you out at the ballpark.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
I've had my Toyota for 20 years. The engine and the transmission, they're all original. When the moon is closest to the Earth, it's about 225,000 miles away. I have 464, so in essence, I've been to the moon and back in my car.
Toyota, to me, is part of who I am. I'm a hard worker, I'm reliable, I'm dependable, and my car's the same way. I've been driving Toyotas for 30 years, since I was 16 years old, so this is a car that I trust. I feel that I'm safe in it.
While the quality of a Toyota may last, the amazing deals and selection won't during Toyota's National Clearance Event. Truck buyers, buy today and get $3,000 cash back on all new 2010 Tundras. Or save with 0% financing for 60 months on the new 2010 Tundra Crewmax. $3,000 cash back or 0 APR for 60 months. So hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, quality to move you forward. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 8-2-10.
Ah, the days of the week. Everyone is unique in its own special way. Some days you look forward to it, some days you just want to avoid. I think you know what I'm talking about, Monday. Some days you don't want to remember, and some days you can never stop thinking about a sweet Saturday. But every now and then there are days when you put in a lot of hard work. When those days are done, you can reward yourself with a nice cold Coors Light. It's Rocky Mountain cold refreshment you want at the end of the day. Maybe even a day like today. At the end of a long, hot day, catch the silver bullet. Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Next time you want a cold, refreshing beer, grab the only one with a taste as cold as the Rockies. Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi. Welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Byron Anderson in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Rangers run their lead in the AL West to 7 games with a 1-0 win over the Angels last night at the ballpark. C.J. Wilson gets his 9th win thanks to an 8 shutout innings of work. After the game, Ron Washington talked about Wilson's stellar outing.
You can be any happier than what C.J. did tonight. I mean, no one reached second base. I mean, he went through that lineup, and that's a tough lineup to go through. And he was in command from the first pitch.
Michael Young provides the only offense for the Rangers, blasting his 14th homer of the year in the bottom of the first inning. Game 3 of the series will start a little later today, around 7:30, because before the game, the Rangers will induct Tom Greve into their Baseball Hall of Fame. We move to football. The official start of Cowboys training camp today in San Antonio. First practice is this afternoon. Yesterday was the Cowboys State of the Union address. Wade Phillips talked about the goals for the season.
Our overall goal is to win the game we're playing. I mean, that's every game, that's the goal of our team. That's the goal of our defense, our offense, and special teams, is to play well enough to win that game.
First practice today at 2:15. Stay tuned. After Inside Sports Medicine, we've got the football show. That's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on ESPN Radio. NBA news sources say Chris Paul wants out of New Orleans, topping his list of teams to play for via trade. The Orlando Magic, ESPN's Chris Broussard reports. Dallas also in the list with the Knicks and Portland. Tune in, log in, join in ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. T.O. Soria. Here's your chance to call in with questions about common sports medicine injuries at 214-787-1033. And now, here he is, Dr. Tio Soria.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine, Saturday edition. So, last night my kids go to this concert. Go ahead, you were going to say something.
I didn't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, no, I asked them, what show did you go to? And they informed me that it was...
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, that one.
Ladies. So last night I turned on the TV after the Rangers game, and I see the, you know, we had the thunderstorm last night. Did they wait in the rain for tickets, or did they already have their tickets?
You know, I don't know. I went to a movie, but they didn't look wet when they came home, so.
Well, they had time to dry off.
Apparently, the kids were telling me that Lady Gaga had two shows in Dallas, and the first one sold out in 30 minutes, and I'm not sure that I know too many of her songs.
You probably do if we played them. That was what, Chemical Romance?
Then I knew the one you just
played.
Bad Romance. Yeah. Then there's Telephone. There's Paparazzi, which I think might be my favorite. Although I do like Bad Romance. Well, let me say this. I'm not necessarily a fan because I don't really know too much. I only know what I hear on, you know, the radio maybe every now and again. But she's, you know what? She's actually really talented. She kind of reminds me of this may not be the right thing to say or whatever, but she kind of reminds me of Kanye West. And when Kanye West came in 3-4 years ago, it was like, man, this guy's so different and he does different stuff with his music. And I think she does the same thing. So she could be around for a while. I mean, she may have some type of a Madonna-esque appeal to her that, you know, she could stick around for, you know, 15 years.
She's like Madonna part two to me.
Yeah.
And that's why, how old are your kids? Because
Sam's 20, Bradley's 18, and Abby's 16. And the girls went, Bradley is a girl, by the way. My daughter Bradley is a girl.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, a lot of people.
I think that's why I always get confused about if you have two boys or one boy, because when you say Bradley, I always think I automatically think it's a boy.
And she's a girl.
That's for the 16-year-old, that's kind of a racy show, wouldn't you think?
Are you questioning his parenting skills?
Sure,
you're a parent.
I'm a parent now, so
you're a parent now.
I wouldn't let
welcome
my
to the club.
I wouldn't let my 3-month-old baby go to that doc. God, I'm disgusted.
So welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Goodness, we've already taken calls, 214-787-1033. So we're waiting for you to call in with some questions. Also, text us 71755 on the text machine, and you can ask questions that way, or you can just give us your demographics.
Shout out to 3043 for two reasons. One, that was the last four digits of my personal high school phone line. The phone number, the last four digits were 3043. And also, big ups to 3043 because they are from Fort Worth and they're a bowler.
Professional
bowler. Which, did you know that the Bowling Hall of Fame is in Arlington? Or is it the Hall of Fame or is the headquarters? One of the two, now that I say that, I can't remember.
No, I didn't. But
does anybody actually know where the Bowlers Hall of Fame is?
It's in Arlington, right off of right there off of 360.
I think you're making that up.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well,
go to Six Flags. There's a sign right there that says it gives an arrow and everything.
Well, maybe someone will let us know. And a 23-year-old stagehand, I wonder if that stagehand who is listening to the show and texting was on the Lady Gaga tour.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice. Give us some insight.
So just to tie up some loose ends from last week, I asked if anybody knew, because I didn't know, who the operator was on the Andy Griffith show. And inundated with emails. Apparently the most popular answer is Sarah. Sarah, the operator on the Andy Griffith show. Now, I have not checked my facts, so I'm not sure that that is actually correct. But we probably had a dozen people say it was Sarah. So... yeah, and I can't remember what we were talking about before the break. What was?
Remember, we had the guy call in about
the flat feet thing. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I wanted to know, who is there actually a knee or a leg that, you know, you could say more than others would be that tells you that you might have a fast person.
Well, it was kind of a backward study, the one that I'm referring to. It was a backward study, not. not necessarily that flat feet make you faster, but it was a study on NFL running backs, and some of the fastest guys in the league have flat feet. So it was a backward study in that I don't think it makes you faster, but I don't think it hurts you either.
But when you're sprinting, you're on your toes. I mean, there is a heel-toe action, but for the most part, you're on your toes versus, say, long distance.
Right.
When it's a more relaxed, you know, if you will, if there's a way to relax when you run. But, you know, it's a lot more relaxed approach versus a 40-yard or 100-yard or 100-meter sprint.
So, I mean, you're right. And it's not that I don't think that it plays a role one way or the other. I only get concerned about flat feet if it slows you down, or in the real young age groups if you actually stumble because you're tripping. And those are the situations where we get it checked out. One of the excellent resources that we have here in Dallas is Texas Scottish Rite Hospital, and they are, I mean, we had a clinic on the afternoons about that exact topic. Is it time for a movie review? I didn't want to interrupt the other story.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt the other story about your children going to the concert, but I was interested to see what movie you went to. Right now, it's one and one.
Yeah.
You got Mamma Mia for your wife, and then what was the movie that you went to?
I picked it, and it was a disaster. It was Letters to Juliet or Letters from Juliet. It was some
what?
It was a
no. You didn't
flick.
Pick that. Oh, or is that what she set you up with at the end? No, that's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah,
she said we can go to one of two movies.
Exactly.
One of them was a guy movie,
right.
And one was a guy movie,
but we only had 5 minutes to get there.
Exactly.
And this one starts in 20 minutes. Let's see if we
isn't
can get
that
there.
How wives do it.
I fell.
We
into
can go
it.
To this movie, but we'll have to go back in time to see that one.
I went.
Or we can go to this girly movie, and that starts in like 2 hours. We can get there early.
Well, so. Last night was a mutual pick. We went to see Salt.
I've heard great reviews about Salt.
Very good. Very
Angelina
good.
Jolie?
Angelina Jolie. Very good. Very well done. Very intelligent kind of movie. It was short. I think...
How long does it take to kill the president?
It was probably 90 minutes. Maybe a little less. I'd like to get on the internet and figure out exactly how long it was, but it was really short.
Is it an action flick, right?
Yeah, a lot of action.
Did anybody ever say, pass the salt?
No.
And then shoot somebody?
There wasn't a lot of acting. It was, my wife described it as Laura Croft in the 21st century. It was just...
She does a lot of those movies where she's action girl.
Yeah, it was good.
Speaking of action movies, since we're doing our own rendition of Siskel and Ebert or Siskel and Roper or whichever one's still living, I don't know anymore. Okay, so I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. There's a movie coming out in like 3 weeks called The Expendables with all of the classic 80s, you know, action stars, Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Arnold. Then you have Stan Lathan or what?
Can't wait to see it.
I'm actually the Transporter, whatever it is.
And Terry Crews.
Can't wait to see it. Still, Sylvester Stallone put it together.
Yeah, he directed and acted in it. I mean, there's
the guy from the Bruce Old Willis. Spice commercials is in it that his abs talk.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Terry Crews. Yeah.
Is it a comedy?
No. Well, I'm sure it's going to have some type of comedy, but
it's probably very Tango and Cash in 2010.
I love the Tango Cash reference. That's one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
How exactly did we get on movie review? Movie reviews.
Would you go see? I think I'd go see that with all those guys.
The Expendables? Oh, absolutely. They're huge stars, and they're still huge stars.
I saw an article yesterday. As we get way, way so far off topic, we can't even see sports medicine. But you know what Stallone's attributes like the loss of some of these big old action movies that he and some of these guys were in? He says the Batman, the guys like taped on, Velcroed on their muscles. Like,
right, yeah.
What's his name? Keaton?
Yeah, it was a shield, but it was
Yeah, he said,
plastic, yeah.
But he attributes that to like the first Batman that came out in the mid 90s with Jack Nicholas and I can't remember.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sly Stallone was on steroids his whole career. You know,
I think he's admitted to that.
Yeah, and the governor of California admitted it as well.
While While we're on that, while we're on that subject, did you get to watch? I asked you last week about that documentary.
I didn't.
Well, you need to watch that and get back to us. There's a documentary. It's called Bigger, Faster, Stronger, and it's about about this kid. He's like 20 something years old, and he's short, and he's never used steroids, but his brother, his older brother, and his younger brother have both used them, and he goes over all the negatives and positives, and kind of comes to a conclusion was kind of strange to me. You need to watch that. Bigger, stronger, faster.
At some point, we're going to get back to the topic at hand. Maybe in the next segment, we'll take calls. 214-787-1033. And so this question comes in. Do fallen arches come from flat feet? Is that the question? I'm having a hard time reading it. And this is different. This is different. And actually, I think that's a great question, and it's relevant since our first question of the day was about flat feet. There is a muscle tendon unit called a posterior tibialis, which is on the inside part of your shin and your foot, big toe side, and it originates on the lower part of the tibia, and it inserts under the arch on your foot. And this muscle tendon unit is somewhat responsible for holding your arch up. As we get older, it's not at all unusual for this muscle tendon unit to degenerate and kind of lose some of its elasticity, and it doesn't do the job of holding your arch up, and we call that fallen arches. It is somewhat of a degenerative condition. It can happen acutely. For example, I had a patient who was jumping out of the back of her Suburban, and when she landed, she felt something pop in her foot, and she presented to me about a week or two later saying, you know, my arches have fallen ever since I jumped out of my Suburban. Well, that's an acute rupture of the posterior tibialis tendon. Interestingly, if you're a runner and you have pain in the lower tibia up where the posterior tibialis originates and you get tendonitis there, that's shin splint. That is classic textbook shin splints. So this one muscle, the posterior tibialis, which goes from the lower shin down to the arch, is responsible for several very complex medical problems that are associated with sports medicine. You know, shin splints are extremely common, and that's the only spot that you should have shin splints. If you hurt anywhere else in your leg, in your lower leg, then it's not shin splints. It's something else.
Stress, we're talking fracture. About flat feet. Sorry, I thought you looked at me.
No, go, I did look at you, but go
ahead. We're talking about flat feet. How do you know? I mean, this is going to sound dumb, but I don't think I have flat feet, but how do you know? Is it flat all the way across the bottom? Or
yeah, you know, it's primarily the arch side, primarily the arch on the big toe side. If it's far enough down that it touches the ground, that's flat feet. I mean, your foot is supposed to, in normal mechanics of a foot, is you're supposed to have a little bit of an arch, and you have this is really scientific this morning for a Saturday morning. There is a band of tissue that goes from the heel to the five toes called the plantar fascia. And we've talked about plantar fasciitis all the time. Well, that also helps somewhat maintain your arch by giving you the curved appearance to your foot. And every time you walk, every time you run, that plantar fascia cushions your walk. Well, if you're really, really, really flat-footed, you don't have that cushion effect. And that sometimes that's where you get the symptomatic flat feet. So
now, when you have plantar fasciitis, is it a pain that's under your foot or on top of your foot?
It's right under the heel. It's under the heel, kind of on the big toe side, and it's worse in the morning. And extremely common, extremely, extremely common. Very, very difficult to treat. All right, well, we pretty much stayed away from the phone this segment. I think we're going to go to the phone the next segment. 214-787-1033 if you want to call and queue up. Also, the text as well. We've got a couple of questions that I need to get to, 71755. We have established that the Bowling Hall of Fame is across the street from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. But also,
however, there's like some type of a
told you didn't know, dude.
Hey, no, there's something with the Bowling Association of some. I'm looking it up right now.
There's something across the street from Six Flags as well. There's something across the street from Six Flags. Well, we'll settle that issue and numerous others on Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
You know the drill. From the opening press conference to the final practice, get the best, most complete training camp coverage live from San Antonio. And when news breaks in the Alamo City, we're bringing it to you firsthand with more reporters and more resources than anyone else. Your home for Training Camp 2010, live from San Antonio. Presented by YouAreChallenged.com and also brought to you by Bud Light, 103.3 FM ESPN. Are you in?
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
The Miller Lite Home Draft gives you the great Pilsner taste of Miller Lite on draft in your fridge. And it stays fresh for up to 30 days. And fresh is a lot better than stale. You don't go outside for a breath of stale air. Catching a stale water fish? Bet it has three eyes and a hoof. Brewing a stale pot of coffee? That's one grande stinks a latte. Ah, the smell of stale cut grass. FYI, I'm knee-high in manure. Serving snacks and restalements at your party? That's a real party pooper, Padre. A stale baked cookie? Goes great with a warm glass of shut your trap, chap. Stale squeezed OJ? Exqueeze me, but no J. If your buddy tells you he's keeping things stale, he needs to change his underpants. Need to restale your web browser? Try www.getaclue.nerd. Don't get stale with me. That's just gross. So why drink stale beer when you can have up to 30 days of fresh draft beer in your fridge? The Home Draft from Triple Hops Brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Great beer, great responsibility.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Byron Anderson, the ESPN.Dallas.com newsroom. Rangers continue to roll with a win over the Angels last night. Michael Young with a solo homer in the bottom of the first. That turned out to be the only run of the game as Texas wins 1-0 and extends their lead over the Angels in the AL West to 7 games. C.J. Wilson's solid last night, probably better than solid. 8 shutout innings of work to get his 9th win on the year. David Murphy said C.J. was on his game after the game.
His stuff was great. His location was great. Obviously, he was working quick, working in the zone, and he's got the stuff to do it, so it was fun to watch.
Game 3 of that series tonight at 7:30. That's a little bit later than the normal start. Scott Fellman and Irvin Santana will be on the mound, but the start is later because the Rangers will induct Tom Grieve into their Hall of Fame before the game. Get there early around 7:05 to see that. Football, big expectations for the Cowboys this season. They start training camp today in San Antonio. The NFL season will end in Dallas, whether the Cowboys are there or not. The Super Bowl, Jerry Jones asked yesterday if that could be a distraction for this team.
No, not a bit. I think the aura around and the excitement around North Texas and how many thousands, literally, of people that are going to be involved in the Super Bowl effort, has a way of focusing on sports.
I don't actually know if he answered that question. The first practice, however, will be at 2:15 today. You can keep it right here for all your Cowboys breaking news. Other NFL news, despite missing the playoffs last season, the Steelers have extended the contract of their head coach, Mike Tomlin, who'll get around $5 million over the next 2 years. Basketball, Kobe Bryant had arthroscopic knee surgery yesterday to clean out that knee. He is not expected to miss any time. Tune in, log in, join in ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Some days I wish we did have a camera in the studio. Clarence was going all out to that.
It's catchy. Saturday morning, 8:45. I need to get it up, get going.
Was that Lady Gaga?
Yeah, that's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Was that her first single, if I'm not mistaken?
I thought it was Poker Face.
Okay, maybe it was
Poker Face. I don't know.
It was
I'm not
one of the
for
first
sure.
two.
Very entertaining. I thought.
How come nobody ever sings about white wine? It's always about red wine.
Because red wine is stronger.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys done?
Sorry.
Okay. Well,
I just wanted to know.
Apparently, she went to NYU. She's a songwriter. She's really relatively brilliant. Anyway, it was a good show last night from what my kids tell me. Salt has been determined to be 99 minutes by 1830. And although texter number 6542 says it's 100 minutes, all I know is that it was short. But it was very entertaining. It was great to go see. I would give it an 8 on the Inside Sports Medicine scale of 0 to 10. As opposed to Mamma Mia, which probably got a 0.
We need to put that up on your movies and how you rank them.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm kind of a typical middle-aged guy. And by the way, we're going to get to the phones real quick because I don't want to forget this. As a typical middle-aged guy, I forget things. And I don't want to forget to talk about Glee. So remind me to talk about Glee.
Great.
There's a tease for you. We're going to talk about Glee.
Yeah, that's really getting the attention of our demo. Thanks, Doc.
I'm not really sure who our demo is. That's why we do the 71755 text
you,
in your
you just
demo.
Wanted a bunch of girls to perk up around. That girls love that TV show, I think.
Glee's a girly show?
Actually, yeah. I'll say this. I saw one of the first episodes just by chance, just flipping around one night, and it was, gosh, probably almost 6 months ago. And it's not a bad show. It's really entertaining.
I got to get to the phones because we didn't do it the last segment, so I want to get to the phones. 214-787-1033. And we're going to get back to this Glee thing. I was very surprised. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on ESPN 103.3. Kim, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, what you got?
Okay, I pitched in high school, and I went to a smaller school, so I pitched a lot. And then I went to college after that, and I've always had kind of pain in my shoulder. I'm left-handed.
Okay.
Right behind my shoulder, right behind my lat, I guess. Near my shoulder blade.
Okay.
And I started playing softball, kind of get back in shape. And I've been noticing a pain, a stinging pain kind of.
Same spot?
Yeah, same spot. I basically thought I just threw my arm out.
Yep.
But it doesn't hurt all the time. It's only hurt when I'm after the game or when I'm throwing. And I warm up for about an hour because I've always done that since I've pitched. And I'm just trying to figure out what it could be.
Well, you know, common things occur commonly, and it is not at all unusual for pitchers to have instability in their shoulder. And instability means that the ball kind of slips and slides in the socket. And if you throw hard enough that the ball actually slips out of the socket, not completely, but if it comes all the way out to the edge of the socket, that really causes sharp pain in the back. And sometimes it tugs on the nerves and your arm goes dead. And that is the classic, I threw my arm out playing baseball. But it doesn't have to be to that extreme. If you have posterior shoulder pain, the first thing that I think about is instability. I'm going to leave you with, you probably ought to get it checked out or give up throwing. It's not at all unusual for this to go way back to when you were in high school, because the ligaments around the shoulder are really quite flimsy, which is why pitchers have all kinds of shoulder problems. Quarterbacks have all kinds of shoulder problems. Those ligaments, once they stretch, they do not tighten up again unless surgery is involved.
Yes, because I had doctors look at me, because in high school I was throwing about 92.
Wow.
And college I started throwing about 89, but I was left-handed so I could get by. But the doctors kept on looking at me, and they did a lot of stretching and a lot of, you know, ice and heat and everything else, and they said there was nothing wrong. They took me to an MRI and everything else, and really they just basically said kind of what you said, just throwing my arm out a little bit, kind of my mechanics got out of whack because of the pain.
Well, instability is extremely difficult to test for. I mean, it is it's a very subtle exam finding. I mean, you'd have to go to a shoulder guy who's felt 1,000 shoulders in order to pick up that subtle instability, because the MRI most of the time will be negative. And I think it's a radio show, so I'm not sure, but I think that's what you're describing. You're describing some instability. And
what happened with the speed, the loss of speed on my pitches and stuff like that too.
Yeah, I think you were scared your shoulder's going to come out.
Yeah.
We call it an apprehension sign. So you're a little apprehensive that you're going to throw your arm out. So you kind of held back a little bit. What we typically do for this in the initial stages is improve the strength around the shoulder. So there's all kinds of rubber tubing exercises that are done in order to improve the strength around the shoulder. And although that doesn't tighten up the ligaments, it does give you a little bit more secure feel.
Okay.
So, again, it's... I'm going to leave you with, you ought to get it checked out. In fact, you ought to go to a shoulder guy who's felt a lot of shoulders to be for sure what you got.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
And along those same lines, we had a question on the text from 9354. What's the difference between separated shoulder and dislocated shoulder? This is one of the great misnomers in the world of sports medicine, and it's always bothered me because it's not a very accurate description. A separated shoulder is what happened to Bradford, the quarterback for Oklahoma. That is an injury to the joint on the top of the shoulder where the clavicle separates from the rest of the shoulder. And the collarbone kind of sticks straight up. Very common in football. In fact, that's why you have shoulder pads, to prevent a shoulder separation. A dislocation is the joint just below. It's the big joint where the ball and socket comes out. And the interesting thing is, what I was describing with the caller just previously, where the ball comes to the edge but slides back in, that's called a subluxation. That is instability. It's the ball did not completely come out of the shoulder, therefore it does not meet the criteria for a dislocation, but it is a lot of people call that a separation. Well, that is not correct. That is not correct. A partial dislocation is also called a subluxation. Whenever you hear the term separated shoulder, that has to do with the collarbone. It has to do with the clavicle and the rest of the shoulder joint, the AC joint. And shoulder separations come in grade 1, 2, and 3. And what happened with Bradford, I think he had initially a second-degree separation. When he came back, he fell on it again, had a third-degree separation, and it needed to be surgically repaired. But that is different. Anyway, I wanted to get to that. On the call screen, we have
214-787-1033 for you guys to call in. Let's go to Roderick. Hey, Roderick, good morning. We lost Roderick. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Yeah, I just had a question for you. About 3 years ago, I hurt my foot. Can't even tell you how I did it, but went to my doctor, and they sent me to a specialist. Basically, it was under my big toe, and there's a little bone that's shaped like a peanut. I couldn't even tell you what it's called.
I'll tell you. It's called the sesamoid.
There you go.
Okay.
And the specialist, you know, looked at it, said that I had cracked that from left to right across that way, and gave me basically they created this little pad with a hole in it. It wasn't really an ace bandage, but it was like this tape stuff. They gave me one, and basically every week I went back, they gave me a new one because it would just wear out. I did that for 8 weeks.
We call it a donut. Yep.
Okay. And, you know, really, it you know, definitely got better. But what happens is there's times, for instance, in the summer, just like last week, I'm with my kid at the water park. I'm walking with no shoes, and all of a sudden, it just, bam, it doesn't snap. It just all of a sudden, okay, crap, here it goes again. And, you know, and then it's about 4 or 5 days of just pretty bad pain, and then eventually it goes away. So I just need to find out, is there anything, surgery was mentioned, is there anything other than just dealing with this? I'm 40. I'm not going to get, you know, it's not like I'm young and I guess they'll heal when I was, you know, 20 or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, what do you recommend? What would be my best option? Because it really stinks because it's about, you know, getting about every 3 or 4 months, it just flares up and just kind of puts me down.
Well, I'm going to tell you that the best option is to go to an orthopedic foot and ankle specialist, and there's probably a half dozen really top-notch guys in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and get their opinion on this. I know this is a similar injury to what Deion Sanders had in the middle of his career. He fractured his sesamoid. Ultimately, I think he missed almost a year and had surgery as a result of it. It is a very difficult problem to treat, Dave. Very difficult problem because there's not a really good answer. If you're lucky, it will heal. Sometimes it won't heal and you get some fibrous tissue that bridges the fracture. But if that continues to be symptomic, then yeah, there's surgery to take the sesamoid out. There's surgery to take the sesamoid out and take a tendon and roll it up like a sardine and put it back in its place. I mean, there are options, but it's beyond the scope of this radio show. If you email me, just Google Texas Sports Medicine. I'll give you some of the names of these top docs.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck. Tough, tough problem. Also, do we have time to answer this text before I go?
If it's quick.
There's never a quick answer with me. You know that. All right. I'll do my best. What's the difference between a stinger and a dislocation or separation? I don't know how we got on this shoulder topic today. We were talking about. We haven't even gotten to the groin thing yet.
We're talking about Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And we have to go back and start doing sports medicine.
We haven't gotten to the groin injury, too. That Carl Crawford thing. Well, I got all kinds of things to say about that. The difference between a stinger is a nerve injury. A stinger is the equivalent of hitting your funny bone up around the shoulder. And if you know, if you've ever had a stinger, it's excruciating discomfort. The nerves that go from the neck to the arm have to bridge across the shoulder, and it's not just one like your funny bone, it is a dozen. And when you make an incorrect style tackle and your neck is pushed to one side and your shoulder is pushed the opposite direction, those nerves get pulled, for lack of a better word, and that is a stinger. It feels like your arm's on fire. It feels like it's going to fall off. When you see it on TV, the guys are bouncing around. They're jumping back to the sideline holding their arms. Usually that subsides, just like when you hit your funny bone. Usually that subsides as well. A dislocation and separation is completely, it's a structural issue, and it's not nerves. So, and a lot of times, again, this is why we do this show, and this is why this show is popular, is because some of these terms, which are very basic to those of us in the sports medicine world, are very confusing to the rest of you. So with that in mind, first hour's down, one more hour on episode 334. We're going to take your calls all of the next hour, so queue up now, 214-787-1033. Also, text questions are welcome, as well as the demographics, 71755. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700.